Welcome to the fifth episode of the RPA Rookies podcast. In this episode, we are going to understand why reading documentation and learning from documentation is important irrespective of any RPA tool you are learning. So, let's get started. Now, the very first point that I really like about documentation in any RPA tool is they are very much detailed. You can understand every aspect of the topic that you are trying to learn. Be it technically, be it properties of that particular topic that you are learning or anything. It is always very detailed and you can understand each and every part of why that particular feature or why that particular product is been built. Now, the very first skill that you develop while reading documentation is understanding skills. When you read it on your own and try to understand each and every line and implement it technically or just understand the concept, you put it into understanding what that topic is, why is that line written. You might not understand some technical terms, so you Google that particular technical terms and you get more information about it. So in this way, it helps you to build your understanding skills. So further going ahead, if you get some documentation of your, or if you get some links, many times even after sending links, people find it difficult to build this solution. That is because they lack the understanding skills. This way, you can develop your understanding skills by reading the documentation. The second is, like I said, when you don't understand a particular technical term, you go ahead and Google it and try to understand that term. Now, in that process, your more research skills are developed. You try to find out a particular meaning of a particular word or any information that you are looking on that particular topic. Sometimes it might be that you might find some more alternate approaches or alternate explanation to that topic while reading the documentation. Many times, in many cases, many links have links to which you can go and understand that topic in detail. So if you go ahead to UiPath documentation, if there are some technical terms that needs to be understood independently, you will find links to that as well. So in that way, reading documentation and learning from it will help you build your research skills as well. Now, the last advantage of learning through documentation is, in many cases, videos are short, they are crisp. You might not get complete information about that particular feature or product or anything that you are trying to learn. But that does not happen in documentation. Every company, every product tries to make its documentation as detailed as possible and as explanatory as possible. So in that way, you get to know each and every information about that feature or that product. So in this way, learning from documentation really helps. If you ever find any topic difficult, try to just go ahead and read its documentation, try to find it answers to something that you don't understand and see its benefit by comparing the topic that you have either learned from a video or any other resources. So in this way, reading from documentation really helps. I hope you liked this podcast and it was helpful. So if you find this podcast helpful, do share it with your friends and see you in the next episode.